She lives in the wonderful world of the state of hypnosis and finds hidden gems in your subconscious mind. She laughs, she loves, she breathes, goes deep, transforms, transitions, and laughs again. More than anything, she knows that it's just a belief.
Hello, hello. This is JT and welcome to my podcast, It's Just a Belief, the podcast where we talk about how changing our beliefs change our emotions, change our actions, and of course, it changes our life. Season two, it's been more than a year now that I've been silent. Actually, in English, it's been a year and 3-4 months. I was marinating. I just could not get my head over season two. When I finished season one, I was exhausted. I had no topics. I felt I was redundant. I felt I had nothing to share anymore. I was really at loss. And then suddenly, I was sitting at a cafe with a good friend who came on the podcast, so you will have the chance to hear her this season. But we were having a conversation and we were talking about authenticity, about purpose, about spirituality. And I was sharing with her my thoughts and my hicks, like my kind of like Dr. Remini says, your hicks, the things that are bothering me, right? And I suddenly looked at her and I said, this is it. This is season two of my podcast and you're coming on my podcast. So this is how season two came about. It came about with time, with new experiences, new learning, with a time to reflect. And so this season, the difference with the first season is I will have guests every episode, except the first and the last episode, I will have guests. I will also have three themes, and the three themes are spirituality, authenticity, and purpose. I will ask my guest to pick one of the topic, and we will talk about this topic. Now, the idea of this podcast for me is that my own vision or my own way to see those things, my own posture changes over time. Or gets enriched by my guest, or goes more deep, you know, go deeper, have more substance. So, of course, I can read and read and read about the topics, and I will, of course, enrich my thoughts and my, you know, intellectually what I think about those things. But I want to hear from my guests how they are experiencing. I want them to give me examples. I want to really have it in a very different way. So now let me position myself on those three topics to start the season. And at the end of the season, I will also, of course, I will also position myself. So the first topic, purpose. Why? I have a lot of clients, people, or even in my 33 minutes call, people are coming to me because they say, I have not found my purpose, or I don't have a big purpose, or, you know, I'm very unhappy because I don't know, I don't have a purpose. And it seemed to create a lot of anxiety. It seemed to create a lot of frustrations. It's like, I need to have a big, bold purpose. Otherwise, I am some kind of, lost soul or I don't know. But this is a message we're getting now, I would say, that we get in the media, in social media, we get that idea that we need to have a big, bold purpose. And it needs to influence thousands of people and et cetera, et cetera. I don't believe that. Like, I believe really, and this is my own belief, that, you know, it could be very small, could be very close to you. It could change over time. It doesn't need to be the same forever. So I'm very curious to see what my guests are going to say about that and what is their own experience and how they found their purpose and you know, do they have the same one since they're little? You know, has this changed or not? evolve. And, you know, I think I had different purposes or different colors with my purpose. My purpose right now is really to help people be better within themselves so they can be better for other people around them. Basically, it's the ripple effect of helping people unblock. That's, you know, in the big umbrella of my purpose. The second topic is authenticity. And I have a lot of difficulty with this word. I really don't like the word authenticity, to be honest with you. I find it's being used, overused. It's almost part of a brand. Influencers who are, you know, authentic, and then this and that is authentic. And sometimes it's kind of even a revendication, like, I am authentic and, you know, suck it up, basically. And this is really not how I see authenticity. Like, I see authenticity more as your essence, your unicity, what is true about you. And, you know, I can't wait to have my guests really talk about what it means for them. What is their definition? How do they know if they are authentic or not authentic? Can't they be authentic all the time? Like, you know, this is a real big buzzword, and I'm not too fond of buzzwords. So I am really looking forward to see what my guests are going to say about this. Then the third one is spirituality. Frankly, I don't have a definition of spirituality. People tend to think that I am spiritual. I don't see myself as a spiritual person. So this is a topic where really I'm in a big, big gray zone. My parents were very spiritual according to themselves. This is how they would define themselves. So I'm curious to see what my guests will have to say about spirituality. I'm also curious to see, you know, how they know they are spiritual or not, how they live their spirituality, what it means for them. I also find there's some kind of unhealthy discourse right now in society or in social media, which is either you're spiritual and you're part of the big tribe that is, you know, more than everybody else, and everybody else that is not spiritual is less than, or they are out, or, you know, they don't get it and they're less evolved. And I just cannot reconcile myself with thinking that way. I cannot reconcile myself thinking that if you follow a current of thoughts or a trend of the moment, which is being spiritual, which people will say, Janilyn, this is not a trend. This has been on forever. I would agree. I would tend to agree with that. But the version and the version of if you're not spiritual in the world of today, you're out, you're less than, you're not evolved. You know, we hear that a lot with people splitting. Oh, you know, he's not spiritual. He doesn't understand these things. He's not evolved. He doesn't believe in that. So I want to hear my guess about that. And I really hope that at the end of the season, which I don't know how long it will be. So far, I have 5 guests. when I started the season, I had 5 guests. Now I have 20-something guests. In English, I have 5 guests, and we'll see how the seasons will evolve. So those are the 3 topics. It took me 13, 14, 15 months to get there. It is truly, authentically, I would say, me, in the sense that I want to be bolder than in season 1 and go further into my own, I would say, unique way of seeing life, or my own way of seeing things, and being not bold, but being brave enough. That's the word. Being brave enough to share with people some of the things that I think or that I've observed, and that I think, you know, so that if they make sense for you, you can, you know, grab my ideas too and enrich them with your own thoughts and your own experiences. So voila, this is JT. This is season 2 of my podcast. And until next time, as you know, it's just a belief.